What's going on? Welcome to Totally Blitz Podcast. We're actually recording this bitch a little early in terms of our standards. We're here fresh off the Haney pack in
Emergency
there.
episode.
Off the Haney pack. Shout out Rob
Emergency,
Garcia
ain't
fucking doing the impossible. He should have knocked his ass out, but we got a decision win. Ryan Garcia, 420. Shit, let's jump right into it. I'm Paul Pickenwinner, and I'm joined with.
What's going on, fellas? It's your boy Marcus Prime Time Penley. You know what it is.
It's your boy Southpaw Ryan Boxing, aka Gator. You know what I'm saying? We're here to discuss Devin Haney getting exposed. You know what I'm saying? Paul, I'm gonna kick it off to you. How are you starting this episode?
Bro, I lost so much money, and it was worth every fucking penny to watch Haney get obliterated in front of me. I actually didn't. I was out at a party. Didn't watch the fight. I just caught little clips here and there when shit was dead, and I was like, all right, let me pull up Streamies real quick, or let me pull up my pay-per-view real quick. And I'm peeping it, and I'm peeping it, and then all of a sudden, I see the decision. I'm like, holy fuck, I just probably missed the biggest. I wake up because I was blasted, bro. I woke up the next morning off from work, hungover. First tweet on my thing was somebody that was like, fuck it. Here, hold Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia fight. It was like a 40-minute video. I was like, perfect. Woke up and I was like, I already knew what was happening, but I was like, all right, now I can judge from knowing what's going to happen, like how this all. Bro, I thought Haney looked decent for the first 5 rounds. Like, I thought he was up on the card. It was that fucking, that second half of the fight when Garcia's punches were still landing. They were hurting him early. But the moment that the power started building up, I'm convinced. Like, Haney got no chin. Like, not only has he got no chin, that boy cooked, that weight bully, everything you want to call him, it fits him.
Not
At the
the
start
brother.
of the fight, when he when like Ryan like left for check, and I was like, whoa, what the heck? So I'll be honest, I picked Ryan just for the vibes, obviously. But once he got chin check, I'm like, dang, Devin, you really got caught by something. Because like when you see how like Tank neutralized and like took away Ryan's left hook in that fight, you would expect Devin Haney to be able to do the same. But no, Devin Haney showed that he's not that good of a fighter. He's not a defensive wizard. He doesn't have that much of ring IQ. He knows how to jab and dodge punches. And it exposed, you know what I'm saying? Like I said last fight, that's all he can do. And he got exposed. He's not that good. He's not the next Mayweather. He can't fight on the inside. He's not that, you know what I'm saying? He's not what the Haney fans try to prop him as, you know what I'm saying? I've seen people try to compare Haney to Kobe Bryant. And I'm like, no, Haney sucks. Haney's at most is Demetrius Andre. You know what I'm saying? His ceiling is Demetrius Andre. You know what I'm saying? The only difference between those two fighters is one is southpaw, one is orthodox. You know what I'm saying? He's a glorified Demetrius Andre. You know what I'm saying? They say he's avoided, like they said Demetrius Andre was avoided, but really they just suck. Anyways, how you feel about this one, Marcus?
Man, I honestly, the part that really blows my mind is that because, like, exactly what I was saying in our preview, bro. I thought Haney was gonna come out with a game plan, I thought he was gonna be able to execute perfectly. I feel like he had no game plan. To me, I couldn't see a game plan. Like, I had no idea what the fuck the Haney's was trying to accomplish. Like, from the moment that first round started, he got clipped at like the 2 minute, like 30 second mark. Like, he got clipped wobbly, and I'm like, okay, how is you gonna be talking all in the press conference talking about Ryan's a one trick pony, and you kept getting whacked by the one trick, bro? That's crazy. Literally just nonstop hook. But I think from rounds like 2 to 7, well, 2 to 6, I guess, I thought Haney won. He was able to catch, like, clean shots on Ryan. And I think there was one big over right hand on Ryan where he like punched his gloves together
Yeah,
and
he
was
like
like,
stumbled back and was like.
yeah, it kind of locked him in because he knew he got hit. But other than that, bro, once that seventh round came and he dropped Haney and gave him fucking wobbly legs, I was like, bro, this is crazy to watch. Because it's weird to see Haney even in that scenario, bro, because like undefeated. And
Am I crazy to say, because I feel like I haven't said it on Twitter because I feel like I might get some hate. If those rounds happened the way they happened, but without the drops, if those were just straight up him getting hit hard, some big shots landing, but he's not getting dropped, so they're not 10-8 rounds. I think Haney still could have pulled off the fucking
well, the thing I was
score
gonna
win
say.
because from two to six, I agree. I thought I scored 2-6 all Haney.
Yeah, me too.
And then
you easily could give Haney 5 to 6 rounds. It really depends on how you scored the 12th round. But the thing is, that one round where they deducted the point from Ryan with that late
He
hit.
Kept holding though, but Haney kept
But the thing
holding
is,
it.
That
he was
almost
holding him well after he said stop. Then that's when Ryan hit him. That's when he took away the point.
After
like
the
man,
fifth time of him having to deal with that shit, Ryan said, fuck.
Like,
Ryan,
that was the
but
most,
that,
like,
pretty much, that pretty much took away a knockdown because that went from a 10-8 or a 10-8 round
9-8.
To a 9-8 round. So, I mean, like, when you got that in the mix, like, it kind of fucked up the whole fucking – I look, he was nervous going into the cards, but I was like, yo, you better be on your toes, man, because that shit could go south. They could give that shit to Haney just because he did bag early rounds, but everyone's going to be so distracted with those knockdowns
and
that –
Haney is 100%. I mean, we already knew he was a power fighter, but Haney, I think it was like the fourth round in, third round in, they started showing the boxing stats, and it was like power punches thrown, Haney 0, fucking Garcia like 17, 20, or whatever. And it was like Haney, you said the media, he's boo boo, and boo boo's a good comparison, but he also, to me, he's almost like faulted. Like, there's just no power.
Nah, Fulton's better. Fulton has an inside game. Come on, don't
Fulton
do that. Fulton has
better
inside
fighters
game.
In their prime. So I'll give Fulton, like, on his
Fulton
way.
Fulton better fighter than Fulton also has an inside game. Fulton,
but,
you know what I'm saying? He's,
but it was all jab. It was all jab. And you can score points. It's like watching amateur boxing. Like, you're going to score points and win rounds this way. But that power is a different. Like, Ryan Garcia.
I didn't like how Haney, he would just – kind of like throw a jab and then go straight to the clinch. Like, he wasn't really setting up
fucking left hook. It got him shook after that first round,
bro.
He's like,
bro, I was like, bro,
to go an inside fight with you.
Who you think won the fight, Kyle?
Yeah, Loco and Kyle. I didn't get to hear Kyle, but I know we was talking shit after fight.
Yeah, I know. Y'all was just as surprised as I was, man. That shit was crazy, bro. Nobody expected crazy Ryan Garcia to come out here and do what he just
off
did.
Off the coat, baby.
I mean, bro, but I ain't gonna lie. I called it. I said, I feel like he doing this to jack up the Vegas odds, and now they coming out saying that he bet $2 million on himself and won $20 million. So if that's true, I called that shit low-key.
That shit crazy.
He did say
bro.
He won $50 million in that night. Like a one night's pay.
Yeah, he said he bet
$2 million
and won
million.
Like 15, 20 mil on himself. That's crazy.
Do you think there's a match?
No, Ryan said no rematch. Because Ryan's moving at 147.
Yeah, Ryan said he can't make 140 no more. Or at least
Ryan really don't give a fuck about belts for real. He be chasing other shit. He's not really stressing that Devin's belt for real.
But even though he didn't win the belt, there's a new WBC champion in my fucking eyeballs. Yeah, he asked the streets who's the WBC champ right now. It ain't fucking Devin Haney. He went from email champ to paper champ. Like, that's how I'm feeling about him.
Okay, another question real quick. Where does that leave Ryan Garcia? Because before this fight, they were talking about Devin Haney, top 10 P for P. You know what I'm saying? And he just got beat by Ryan. So where does that leave Ryan in the standings?
Boots, baby.
Top 15. I think he's top 15.
Boots.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He's below Tank, obviously, but, like, dude, man, like Devin Haney, like he was hyped to do like Floyd Mayweather, the Kobe of our generation, everything. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think Devin was gonna lose that soon, because you know what I'm saying, because he's kind of a he picks his fights carefully, especially with that Regis fight. So I didn't think he was gonna lose that soon, but to Ryan Garcia, man, really, Ryan Garcia, it should have been at least like a Teofimo Matias. I thought Matias was gonna hit him this first loss.
I thought Tio was gonna be the man to do it.
No, but with Garcia's next step, I don't think he's gonna be cracking any pound for pound list. But he's not making 140. He's moving to 147. 147, you gotta fight Boots. And if you're not fighting Boots, now he's even speculating. He said, "Hey, everyone keeps saying I should fight Earl Spence." He tweeted out like, "Y'all want me to fight Earl Spence? Let me hear y'all say it." And Ryan Garcia is at the point in his career Or I wouldn't be shocked if his next fight is just like a money fight. It's like, and from here on out, Garcia's next fights are nothing but money fights.
That's what I said. He don't really care about belts. He's going to do like a different type of route. He's going to be taking like money
Conor
fights.
Ben is in, like, he could go, they could sell out the O2 or the Wembley with Conor Ben versus.
Nah, him. I feel like they'll give him a hometown fight, like in Cali, like in wherever he's from.
My personal thing is, he go fight Errol Spence, bro. Go get Derek his money back. go get crazy. Derek his money back. Show him who's the real king of Texas.
Man, shout out Derek James really changed Ryan's game.
They say he's gonna be Derek coach James. Of the year two times.
Depending on how that Frank fight or the Tank.
Once Frank beats Tank, dude, he's locked for Canada of the year.
Hey, all I know is that someone said, hey, I just bet $250,000 on Frank to beat Tank. And then Tank responded, hey, don't make me go fuck your wife. Oh, God.
Damn.
Frank Martin is finished, bro.
Frank's nice, but he's still, I mean, can't even say he's young because he's one of them old prospects.
He started boxing at 18, though.
What about Haney, though? We all know Ryan's. I don't even know what the high he's riding feels like right now, because I just know he is the purest.
Bro, Haney,
feels like an 8-ball of cocaine in an hour's worth of time.
Him and Oscar De La Hoya are about to show you how fast 50 million can go.
That boy Haney is sick to his stomach, boy.
He's still Son of the Year award. He still got that in
the
back.
Son of the Year. At least he got that one. That's crazy, man.
Nah, he went outside with that one for sure, bro.
But Bill, why do you even have to say that, Bill?
Bill's like most of the reason for Haney hate. So many people want Haney just to lose because of Bill Haney.
I like Bill too.
He's hilarious, but also it's so funny watching him lose because, like, you seen his reaction once Haney got knocked down. Like, there's like three trainers having to hold him down.
They was like, talking to him on the corner on the play when he got knocked down.
I think it was
the first knockdown.
Yeah. The second knockdown, like, his trainers was like having to hold him down.
I was probably going too crazy for Garcia.
Bro, like the second one, his trainers are like holding him down, like just like pushing him. Like, he was sweating too. Like, oh man, it was a rough night for them, bro. It was beautiful to watch, you know. And when frauds get exposed, that's the best type of boxing, you know.
What's
and
next,
bro? That's what makes boxing great, man.
Now that he got the one, is he gonna be more willing to take the risk to go kind of prove his name more? You feel, or is he just gonna try to protect his career and leave out with a one?
Nah, I feel like he's still going to take big fights. You talking about Haney?
Yeah, well, Haney, now that he got the one next to his name, is he more willing to fight the Matias, the Teofimos, and all the other 50-50 fights?
Yeah, I think those fights are still going
to
be
Does he
big.
Not want to risk another?
He got one. To. He got to take those fights. He got to take those fights now.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, and you got to prove it. At this point, you know, we don't give a fuck if you go beat up a Pitbull Cruz or something.
This could be a turning point.
Teal's not gonna wanna like Teal's not gonna give him the opportunity because he doesn't really deserve it. You know what I'm saying? Ryan's not gonna give him a rematch. Machias probably isn't.
Teal give him the opportunity because the belts is still there. So I mean, if you want to unify,
but that's why I'm saying he still got the belt, bro. So he's still the champ. Like he's still going. Somebody's still gonna have to fight him for that belt.
Teal didn't want to unify 135. He's not gonna want to unify 140. I'll be honest.
No, that's not how it plays.
Arnold Barbosa.
Yes, it is how it plays.
Arnold Barbosa could fight him because he looked pitiful in his last fight.
They emailed Devin Haney a belt because they elevated Lomachenko to a what was it, Diamond WBC champ?
But why did Loma Loma decided to do that, so Loma didn't want to fight Haney. You know, Loma could have fought Haney, kept his belt.
But then
fight.
Blame it on Loma, not Teofimo. Teofimo was.
I'm talking about after that. Like after the fight, they could have fought, but you know, so he held it out for like 7 months until they made Kimbosa's the mandatory.
I don't give a fuck about Teofimo. If not, he was undisputed, bro.
He was never undisputed.
Just chill, Paul. Teo like that, bro.
Theo went
under. Well, he is like that. I didn't even know
he was Honduran until his last fight. I'm gonna keep it a buck. I thought Marcus went hard for him because he was Puerto Rican this whole time.
He's not,
My
I don't
wife
think
is
he's Puerto
Puerto
Rican.
Rican.
He's mixed, though. I think he's Honduran and something else.
I didn't know that. His daddy's definitely Honduran. But
Mixed with that dog.
did anyone watch the co-main event? Barbosa, Sean McComb? Because that shit's
I
controversy.
didn't. I didn't see it. I
Barbosa.
didn't.
I just seen everybody saying that it was rigged or that
Sean
Sean
McComb
McComb
beat
should
the
have
shit
won.
out of him. Beat him. Like, there's no way
Nah,
he.
I think Barbosa won, but it was an ugly fight. It was a bad performance.
Right. Fucking, he's a loser. And this is
Teal
Teal
versus Barbosa
was
is still
ducking.
50-50, though.
This is the guy Teal was ducking? That's crazy.
I mean, Teal's the one who ducked him. I mean, you understand.
I'm not gonna lie, it didn't look good without
Look
the.
where he's at and look where Tio's at and who the fuck was ducking.
Teal do got the dance moves in his last fight.
Man,
Yeah,
but
I mean, it's not like Teal looked good in his last fight either. You know what I'm
we
saying?
in a
Teal looked.
special era, man. We gotta enjoy the four, five kings, whatever the fuck you wanna call it, are finally they finally crossing paths, man. This shit about to be a golden
And
era of
Tank is
boxing.
rapping that he has in his six fight deal with Amazon that Shakur is gonna be part of it. He said they're all lined up in this badass deal.
Exactly. I'm sure he's gonna want to get in with all of them too.
Oh yeah.
Hey, nah, Tank's next fight gotta be Shakur or fucking
At least
nah, I gotta be
Shakur is.
Shakur Stevenson, bro. That shit been
Yes,
long overdue, bro.
and hopefully Shakur fights him because Shakur's been fighting bums, you know what I'm saying? We can't keep giving Shakur excuses for fighting nobody.
Yeah, that's true. And he keeps running. They all love the same skill, but no one wants to fight me. Stop sending them
But
fucking
no.
40%
No,
contract.
Shakur keeps being friends with all these people. Yeah, like Keyshawn Dave, Abdullah Mason, Elijah, you know what I'm saying? Like he keeps being friends with all these people so he can avoid them. Same with Keyshawn Davis. They're all trying to be buddies.
That's why Ryan Garcia here to fuck them all up. He don't give a fuck about none of that. I want Ryan Garcia to
If he
be
goes
the
the
one
money
to knock
route, do
them
you
all
see
off,
him?
bro. And he'll knock
If
Tank
he,
out. No hydration clause. Fuck all that. Catch him
I mean,
alone.
I took him in that Tank fight, bro. And the way he went out in that fight really had me feeling some type of way. But the
Me too.
rehydration clause, like, I let it be that as the excuse. You know what I'm saying? I let that slide.
I saw
That's the
some pictures
excuse
on
for
the
that.
internet this weekend that was showing me what he looked like this fight versus that Tank fight, and it wasn't
Yeah.
even
No,
close.
for sure.
No,
For
no, no,
sure.
no.
Yeah.
Listen,
It
listen,
was
listen.
an easy 15, 20-pound difference. Easy.
Hell
Ryan
yeah, Shakur.
probably just fought at like 150, 155.
I
He might
need
have been like
beer.
160 for
Yeah, I
real.
need beer and Coke, Ryan versus Tank,
He
bro.
might have been like 160, and in that Tank fight, he was like 144. Like he couldn't go
Yeah, you
above
gotta think.
140.
Yeah, but you gotta think though. Tank's like small though. Like Tank, you know what I'm saying?
I'm tired of hearing that. If you that guy, stop with that
Yeah,
small.
but like him being that drained, it makes it easier for him to be knocked out. That body shot hurt him a lot more. Those left hooks didn't have the
That's
same
why.
like power behind it. And just if you looked at his frame, bro, Ryan looked a lot like No Diddy. He looked a lot thicker, bro, like on
Yeah, a
against
little
Bane.
girth to him. Yeah, a little girth on
Yeah,
him.
but regardless, his left hook was still neutralized, though. You know what I'm saying? Tank still
No,
took
it
away his left
was, but
foot.
it would have been a lot stronger though if
He probably would have
like
taken more shots. That would have.
Strong, yeah,
He would have
strong
felt
or
it.
not, it's still
Hey,
taken away, and he
unpopular
couldn't do that.
opinion, the same thing y'all just said about Garcia, Mark. I kind of think Haney would be a little bit better if he moved up in weight because his chin, I think, would be better. He doesn't have
I mean,
popping.
his
Where the
legs
fuck he's
too, his
at?
legs.
Yeah, but like. The Garcia's shots, the way he just crumbled, it just kind of reminded me of like a dehydrated fighter, the way how effortless he just crumbled. And I was like, if he was hydrated, I don't think he crumbles this. I think his chin will hold up better, but he's gonna weight bully, he's gonna weight bully.
Facts. Nah, I think they both should go up to 147. But also Haney's need he need to hit the lab, man. He need to work on that chin and more power because there's also dogs at 147. They're gonna be cracking shit too.
There's
Yeah.
nothing he can do about that chin, though. That's the sad part.
Yeah. Better defense.
I mean, maybe a better tactic. Get rid of that clinching, like 1-2 clinch, 1-2 clinch. Like get rid of that shit,
He's
maybe.
better on his back foot than he is trying to
He
just, like,
definitely is better on the back foot. The only
he's
time he
on his
came
back foot,
forward
he
was
can't
Ken
be touched
Bolton.
half the time.
All I gotta say is I don't care what the stats say. This first off was Haney's second loss, bro. Loma definitely beat him, bro. That's how I feel, bro. He should
I
have
agree.
lost
Same
that fight,
thing.
bro. So that's the second loss. Now, if Ryan goes the money route, is the obvious choice not Sean O'Malley as a crossover fight? another Mayweather McGregor fight,
That's
crossover
if
fight?
Daddy Dana lets that happen.
Yeah,
Dana
my
would never
bad,
let that
Dana.
happen in a
Dana
million
would
years,
do it,
bro.
bro.
Not gonna let his
He
star,
about hey,
young
he
star,
about
get
his cheddar,
back.
bro. He about his cheddar, bro.
He could fight
Right
Haney.
here, think about it. He
Haney's gonna
about
stay for out, but Garcia's left hook is gonna obliterate O'Malley. He's gonna be doing the
My
fucking
only
fadeaways.
thing is, I think the UFC fighters, bro, are the better fighters, obviously. But I just they don't have the chin or the techniques. Cause like even McGregor, bro. McGregor went up again. I mean, Floyd was old and whatnot. You could say what you want, but he's still the greatest boxer of all time. And he went what 8, 9 rounds with him. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
Hit him a couple
not happening.
times, bro. But like,
Floyd was
box
21, though.
these box, bro. Their technique is just too set in stone clean, bro, that these MMA fighters start getting beat and then they want to throw elbows, they want to wrap up. Like they're not true, they don't know how to crisp. Boxing is too clean. Like it's too clean for an MMA fighter. That's the only issue I got with the
Yeah,
crossover.
Tyson Fury just gave people false hope. AJ put a fucking end in that one.
Tyson Fury was just a fat slob. That's all that was.
Exactly.
But we gotta get out of here. Some of us gotta go watch the Knicks lose on prime time.
Not
Sir.
lose.
Well, appreciate everyone watching. Appreciate everyone joining. Surprise guest Kyle halfway in. Always, I knew I had a feel. That's why I put it in the separate group chat with Kyle, because I was like, I think he might pop in for the recap last weekend. Two back-to-back pay-per-views we cover with Underdog. We had Sebastian Fundora shocking the world on Tim Tszyu a couple weeks ago, and then now Ryan Garcia definitely lit the world on fire with the Haney win. Frank, what's coming up soon? What, Canelo, Jamie, Inoue, Nery,
Theory.
Fury, Usyk's coming up. Let's see what
We
we.
got some shit, man. 2024 is lit.
There's some more fights that can. Virgil Ortiz fights this weekend, I believe. We have a few more.
Still.
Lomachenko, Kambosos, that's the other one I'm missing.
That's a good one.
But we
When did
appreciate
that fight?
everyone tuning in. I'm Paul. Pick and win them. That's Marcus Primetime Panley. Gator Boy Southpaw's one boxing Jamari. And special guest for this episode, Kyle. And if y'all didn't know, now y'all know, motherfuckers.